One of the speakers at the Conference for Cornwall Works at St Melian dealing with mental health work and well-being is Jenny Curtis. Now, she is with Pentreath Limited. That's a charity providing training and employment opportunities for people recovering from mental ill health. And Jenny, just to tell me about some of your experiences, because you've gone through a whole journey where you've had to regain confidence, haven't you?
Very much so. I started with Pentreath in April of last year, and I've experienced the training process with them, which has been wonderful because I'd like to work in the voluntary sector. I'd lost my confidence, my self-esteem was really low, I was suffering from depression, anxiety, agoraphobia, panic attacks, so I was really quite poorly. I'd been my husband's carer for 10 years, that was probably part of the reason that I was like, or became as I was. But I've had such an amazing journey with Pentreath, I really have.
Just tell me about a few of those stepping stones to get to where you are now with Pentreath. What was, the first major stepping stone with Pentreath?
Well, they assign you a key worker and they give you coping strategies. So you learn to kind of break down things into little manageable sections of how you should achieve something. So it could be anything from actually being focused enough to do housework.
Some people just getting up in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, very definitely. Because when you're very depressed, actually, that's the last thing you want to do is to get up and face the world. It's awful.
Okay, so another of those stepping stones that you were guided through.
The training triangle. I've already done two NOCN courses. Well, in fact, I've completed three. I've got certificates for two at the minute. One's understanding mental health and the other was understanding equal opportunities. I've also done a mentoring course. I'm awaiting the certificate for that one eventually. I've done the Empower course and I'm now doing the mentoring course and I've almost completed that.
What was one of the points through this whole process where you actually started to feel more confident and what did that feel like?
I think it's a very slow process starting to feel more confident and you're not actually aware of it until you've made probably a large part of the journey. It's like a breath of fresh air and you suddenly realise you're capable of doing things that 12 months ago you couldn't do. It's as simple as that. Simple things like get up, get yourself organised, go somewhere and kind of reduce the panic attack situation. That alone is quite a momentous thing to achieve, to reduce that.
And eventually getting to the stage where you're mentoring other people and helping other people, that must be very empowering too.
Don't know, I haven't done my first mentoring yet, but I'm looking forward to it, I must admit. I'm nervous, but I'm really looking forward to it because I've always wanted to work in the voluntary sector since I retired, so this is a great way to do it and it will definitely be through Pentreath. There's no two ways about it.
And I suppose because that is still to come, that is another of those stepping stones and it's a great challenge for you to look forward to.
It is, but so is today because I'm speaking as well and that's a challenge in itself.
I suppose giving yourself new things to do in life, isn't it?
Every time you achieve something different, you've created a challenge for yourself. And once you've actually achieved that challenge, it's all part of the journey of feeling better about yourself, really.
Well done, Jenny, and thank you for speaking to me.
Thank you.